And welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
I'm the Devil Pod. A Vanderpump Rules Rewatch Podcast.
I'm Sophia Wilson-Pelton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And we're doing one final remote recording. Can I ask you what sexy, unique thing happened to you in the last week? It has been a week since we recorded.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I was thinking about this because I was like, what has happened to me? And it's something that I felt so joyful about. Okay. I was texting with an old friend and they texted me, what's up with you? How are you? And I said, life is actually really good right now.
Which that's so sweet.
Something I've never said before. It's been true in the past, but feels especially salient now. The weather is getting warmer. My hair is getting longer. Skin's getting tanner. Beer's getting colder. Summer.
Waist getting thinner. Tits getting bigger.
Waist on thinner. Tits on huge. Ass on massive.
Ass on massive. Right.
But I'm working at this job. I'm sort of starting to make friends. People like me.
Amazing.
People love me. I'm nannying.
No surprise there.
The nannying part, yeah, that still sucks. Whatever.
Right.
I'm really
Look,
rocking.
That's not going to get better necessarily.
The part that's going to get better about that is when it's over.
Exactly.
But the podcast I'm having a ton of fun with, Utter Magazine. Everybody check out
Guys,
Utter Magazine.
We've said it before. Magazine.
That one's going great. We're going to be having a party in California. I might be going to California later this year. I got into a new craft beading, and that is really fun. I'm feeling optimistic about my love life, even though there are bumps in the road. So when they texted me, how are you doing? I was like, wow, I'm doing literally amazing. And then they texted me back like, I'm doing really bad. And I was like,
of course.
Sorry, girl.
I mean, you are only sending that text when you're like, I'm down bad. I need to talk to someone. I need to dump this on someone. It's so funny to ask someone that and they're like, you're like suffering so bad. They're like, I am doing great. Things are going really well. I'm feeling extremely optimistic for the future. And you're like,
it was like one of the evilest things I've done. Cause I knew the response was going to be like, I'm not doing great. But I was like, I just have to get this off my chest. I have to confess I am doing perfect.
I have to get off my chest the fact that my life is going amazing right now.
It's like, I know you're not going to want to hear this, but things are really working out for me.
Listen up, open your ears. I mean, I'll say this, like, it is amazing when it starts to get warm. Just like how quick your mood changes. Like,
wow.
Literally, yeah. It's just like, yeah, I'm just like an animal that is like, my mood is completely at the whims of nature and Mother God.
Well,
like, the second it's like 50 degrees and sunny, I'm like, yeah, that life is worth living.
Yeah,
and I feel you literally feel optimistic about like your life.
No, I feel like literally happy. I feel like things are looking up. I feel like I'm turning a
corner. Exactly. No, it's crazy.
The person who was texting me and said they were doing bad, I was like, I'm such a cunt. I was like, don't worry. Like, it's springtime. The seasons are changing and the season of your life is going to change. Things are about to blossom and bloom in a way you could never imagine. And it is like, I forget every single year. Like, the spring is so like renewing. Like, I feel so happy and amazing about life all of a sudden for no reason. Even when I have to go to work, I'm like skipping and whistling on the way there.
I know. It's literally amazing. No, it's amazing. Like, the other day, it was also like 50 degrees here or whatever and sunny, and we like went for a walk around just like the arboretum where there's like dead plants and shit.
The arb, like, dude. Wow. I know about the arb.
Yeah. And I was you've been there.
No, my friend Judith used to drink there in high school and she would always talk about drinking at the arb.
That's really funny. That's like so not my experience of it as an adult, but I literally was having the same vibe of just being like, yeah, life is good. Like literally walking, being like, I feel really hopeful for the future.
You know what I wish?
What?
That we could go on a walk together.
I know. Soon. I'm going to come back literally a week from today.
Oh my God. Sophia. I know. That's when I'm leaving.
No, Hannah, you know what? Hannah,
yep,
you know
exactly
what?
When I'm leaving.
But you come, that you're just gone that weekend, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, thank God.
Sophia, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
Thank you, Hannah. You did such an amazing job at asking that question. To be honest, I'm kind of in a state of like, every day is the same, obviously.
Right.
But this week, my cousin came to visit, which was amazing.
Yes.
And it was amazing to have a visitor. It really obviously made the time pass so much faster.
Yeah.
It's not even necessarily that time is passing slowly, but it just is all blurring together.
And that, I mean, I think that totally makes sense when it's kind of same thing day in, day out.
Exactly. And so she came to visit. We watched a bunch of reality TV. I went out for my first meal, which was exciting.
Ah, what'd you have?
We went to this restaurant called Myers and Chang. And cool. It's like Chinese food, whatever. It's really good. I also hit the time when I can like officially go for walks and stuff. So I've been going for like long walks and just like getting out more and stuff. And
yay.
I'm really excited to go home and be back in my apartment and stuff. But I don't feel like I'm like suffering deeply, if that makes sense.
That's amazing.
Because I was afraid that I would just be like, damn, this again. But it hasn't been that bad. It's been obviously nice to spend some time with my family.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just feel really thankful that I can be here while I recover and I don't have to be in my apartment and like asking my roommates to do things for me or trying. I don't even know what I would do. Like,
yeah, honestly, I think
I literally don't know what I would do.
You would have been suffering exponentially more in the apartment.
I mean,
up and down the stairs, et cetera.
Yeah. And well, I probably would have just not gone outside for the first couple days. But like, I don't know what you do if you don't have family. Okay, because it's like unless your friends are unemployed, who will take care of you is kind of what it comes down to. Unless like obviously our friends I know would like help as much as they can, but it's not like the first couple days you do need someone to be there around the clock for you, taking care of you. And obviously the answer if I had had this in New York is that just like one of my family members would have come. There are people who get surgery or top surgery and like don't have, it's just crazy.
I know. I mean, crazy. It's really crazy. Like there's people who like all kinds of surgeries that they and they have no one. It sucks so bad. It is
they have no
awful.
One is so sad.
It's really sad. Yeah, and our healthcare system is really fucked up and they should give them an aid. But
no, literally. I mean, yeah, it's like you don't even need to have no one. It's just like if you don't have someone who can literally be there 24/7, I don't know what you do. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
My brother was saying also like he was talking to his friend who had just gotten top surgery and they were saying like, oh, yeah, I know a lot of people who like start dating people so that they can have someone to take care of.
Well,
them
that
after.
Is so nuts. So bananas.
It's nuts. But it also is like literally what are you going to do? Like,
I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like,
I don't enjoy being in that caretaker role for a significant other in that way. And the kind of person who does, I just don't really rock with totally all of the time. And then imagine, wow, you're trapped with them after. Wow, because that is your partner now.
And well,
you can't
I think
break up
the
with
idea,
them. They just took care of you for a month.
I think the idea is that you do break up with them after.
That is so cruel. So cruel.
I know. I was like, that is so mean. That's crazy. But then I'm also like, look, I get it. As
you
said,
what?
The government is failing
do.
Us.
And
legit.
It's their choice to get into that relationship, to be the nurse.
And you got into this.
Yeah, you put yourself there. Nurse
yeah,
boyfriend.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Nurse boyfriend, a girlfriend. That's my vibe. I'm also feeling on a higher vibrational level than I was last week. And I'm so excited to come home.
I'm so excited for you to come home. It's going to be fantastic.
I can't wait. So basically a couple weeks ago, I was like, what if we did a Q&A episode because we're going to be recording these remotely and it'll just be like fun to kind of shake it up. And also like, I feel that it's more fun to discuss the episodes in person, obviously.
I think
like,
so too.
I'm going to be real. Even though I had a blast last week, I had just as much fun recording it. But when I was editing it, I was like, oh, I wish we were in person, obviously.
I know. It's sort of a face-to-face deal. Like it just works better.
Yeah. And once again, a friendly reminder, I can't see Hannah's face because my computer came without a camera, so don't lest be forget.
My computer is so new. Like, it's a nice computer, and it doesn't have a fucking camera.
Did you, like, try to talk to them about that? Did you buy it at Apple?
What happened was I went home for the solar eclipse with my fresh new partner last year.
Right.
And we were watching the solar eclipse and whatever, and my mom was getting super drunky, and she was hitting on...
It's a holiday.
He was sitting on my bae's twin brother, getting his number, whatever. And then the next day, I was kind of talking into the void about how I just like, I technically own a laptop, but I can't use it because it works so fucking bad because it was so old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she was starting to feel a little bit bad about behaviors of the night before.
Right.
So then she kind of dashed off to the Apple store and came back with a new laptop, honey. And I was like, oh my God.
Rock on. It's amazing when your mom humiliates herself to the point of buying you a new computer.
Yep. I love that girl so much. We have been
of course
doing so amazing. She sent me a ton of Girl Scout cookies. Mommy, I love you and I love your behavior. It makes me laugh to this day.
I love being like, we've been doing so amazing. She's been giving me a ton of money.
No money, God, but a bunch of cookies.
We had Girl Scout cookies here that I legit ran through. And I'm like, once they're gone, it's kind of like, okay, that's it?
That's it.
Are you kidding?
That's it. I ate whatever. So many yesterday. She sent me a variety pack, like 6 different kinds, whatever.
God damn, those things are good.
Yeah. Anyways, I was like playing with my computer. I wasn't even thinking about testing the photo booth.
Why would you? Legit, why would you?
Because why would I? I got home to New York. I was like getting ready for a night out, like had on my outfit and my makeup, and I was like, perfect time for a photo booth photo shoot.
Yeah.
Turned it on. No camera. Tried to FaceTime somebody. No camera. The camera just doesn't work. The camera just does not.
That is so interesting.
And I should take it to the Apple store because I'm...
It is so windy outside and you can hear it. Sorry, keep going.
I actually did just hear a gull. Yep. Right. Anyways, basically, I don't really need my camera for anything except for this. And this is about to be done. So that was a long-winded explanation for why Sophia can't see me. Sorry.
It's okay. I wanted to know. Okay. I asked the question. True. Anyway, back to what we're doing. We're doing a Q&A episode. Basically, we have like not a lot of questions, obviously, because we don't have a huge fan base, which is like totally fine. Like, doesn't really matter. I'm crying anyway.
Wait, I told some girl at my work about my podcast and she goes, is it really successful? And I was like,
oh my God, why would you ever think that my podcast would be successful? Holy shit, that's
crazy. And it was like, I was doing like a deep, dark confession I didn't want to share, but she was asking me so many questions about Vanderpump Rules that I was like, I can't just speak on this. Like, I'm not a fucking expert.
Like, I'm not a scholar.
I have to tell you something. I have a podcast, Susie. Like,
yeah,
famous?
Of course.
I was like, no, I'm not famous.
They're mostly like Vanderpump Rules questions. So it's like, we're still doing an episode about the show. So don't tune out just because you're like, I don't want to hear where they went to high school or whatever.
Right, exactly.
And I'll say this, like, this is kind of also fun because if you like this, you should subscribe to the Patreon. If you like hearing us talk about stuff that isn't, well, it's going to be Vanderpump Rules, but that isn't just episode breakdowns, you should subscribe to the Patreon.
Subscribe to the Patreon. We do a lot of chatting on there. And sometimes we chat about Vanderpump Rules stuff too.
Yeah, we do. We talk about all types of stuff. The last month we've been kind of off schedule because I've been home recovering, but starting basically next week, we'll be back on schedules. We do weekly bonus content and video over there, and we're going to be upgrading our setup soon, which is really exciting too.
Yeah, wait, dude, I can't wait for that. That's crazy.
I legit can't wait. Like, basically last night at dinner,
privilege revealed.
Me and Hannah's favorite things to do, hashtag privilege reveal.
I did.
My
it.
Dad was
I
like
did it today too, the laptop thing.
Yeah, with the laptop and the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, true.
I was explaining the podcast to my dad, being like, yeah, it would be amazing if like in a year from now you were making money off of the podcast, like blah 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 blah, explaining it to him. Like, it's a very low overhead, like the cost that you have to invest is very low if you can be successful and like work on it and make money whatever from it. I said like we really want to get a camera, blah blah blah. He very kindly offered to get us a camera, so like we're gonna have better recordings, which is so exciting. I'm like legit so excited. And we're probably gonna get nicer microphones. My dad is our investor.
Yay! Should I see if my parents would be investors as well? I'll ask
them. Sure. I don't know what else there is to invest in right now except for the equipment, but obviously if that would be amazing.
Well, here's the thing. We're getting a new camera. I'm going to have to be doing a full beat every week.
So there.
I'll get my mom to invest in a glam team for me.
Right. Their investment is makeup for you. That's obviously amazing. That's an amazing idea.
I could see if they could do something. They could pay for your barber.
Totally. Yeah, it's okay. I am my own barber.
I just don't think that you are going to be wanting full beat.
No, it's okay. Both of us getting a full glam done every time.
You could get like the glam that guys do. Wait, I have a Vanderpump Rules related thing.
Yeah.
I saw a clip of like, it's from like a more recent season of VPR, but basically it's Tom Schwartz crying. He's drunk and he's crying about how like Katie thinks he's a fuck up and like the Schwartz and Sandy's is going poorly or whatever. Tom Sandoval comes over. Maybe you reposted this on our TikTok, but Tom Sandoval comes over to comfort him and Tom starts crying too. And
immediately starts crying.
His tears are leaving streaks in his foundation. His beat is running.
That clip is so crazy. It's literally Tom Schwartz having a full mental breakdown, being like, I'm realizing for the first time in my life that I don't have drive.
Yes.
You're realizing that for the first time in your life. Literally has never had a job.
People have been telling you that for years.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, how are you coming to this
100%.
Now?
It's so crazy that he said that. So and then crazy. Sandoval goes over and comforts him and also immediately starts crying. I mean, Sandoval's like emotional responses to me are like so confusing. Like, he really is always in a place of like, he can cry.
He can cry and any damn second.
I don't feel like they're fake. Like, it's no, like, what? But what emotion being, like, are you feeling?
Consumed by emotion. I don't know. I think
he's
partially just like overwhelmed.
It is the thing that we were saying of like, they don't know how to, they just can't regulate their emotions. Like, they don't have that skill.
I mean, he just lets everything right out on the surface. Like, every he's literally coming right to the top immediately.
He's a bleeding heart.
My coworker,
that is so crazy. Sorry.
That Tom Sandoval's a bleeding heart.
Yeah, just like how much he cries.
I know. God, he cries all the time. My coworker, who hasn't seen Vanderpump Rules, so I was telling her about it, but she is watching Traitors, was saying to me that she loves Tom Sandoval. She thinks he's so funny and like endearing. And I was like, you don't know anything about him? And she was like, no, I don't know a single thing about him.
Wow.
And I was like, he's like evil, like people hate him. And she was like, no, like what? He's so stupid. Like, what could he have done?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you hadn't watched Vanderpump Rules and were invested in it, why would you ever hate him if you're watching him on that show? He's like so funny. He's literally the clown.
He's so funny. Yeah, I know. He's like,
and especially because if you don't know why, like what he's done, you're like, oh, why is everyone being mean to him? Do you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. He's like the punching bag of the house.
Yeah, literally.
And the accidental jester.
That's the thing about Tom that is so like confusing to me, is just like ultimately how low his intelligence is. Like,
I know.
It is like,
it's just,
I don't know. It's just, I guess like even really stupid people can hurt other people too. And I do think that like his stupidity made it so that he probably didn't fully, like, it's literally like you don't understand. I don't mean that in a way of like trying to excuse it. I just think that like literally he is so stupid.
He didn't realize the impact of his actions.
Yeah.
Like, he
doesn't have the ability to fully like understand what another person is going through, but then he's crying so much that he does have empathy.
I think he's like, I mean, he's like obviously has narcissism as well.
Yeah.
But it's really difficult for me to kind of reconcile the Tom Sandoval that we're seeing on our screen
right now
in early Vanderpump Rules season with the Tom that we're seeing on Traitors, because it seems to me that he has gotten dumber. Like, it's not like he was a brilliant mind in the early seasons of Vanderpump Rules, but he at least seemed more like cogent, you know what I mean? Like, he like felt more situationally aware and like tactful, and now he's just like, I don't know, he just seems like he's lost a bit of his like social prowess in a way.
Well, I think there's a couple things. I think he's really stupid still on Vanderpump Rules, and that's just the edit that they give him.
Yeah,
he's also surrounded by like buffoons, so it's like do you know what
true.
I mean
he's like smarter than Jax, but that's a very low bar.
That's an extremely low bar. I think probably that also like he's done a lot of drugs and stuff like that, and his brain is not like operating as
I'm always forgetting about how he was like literally going through detox on the show.
Yeah, I think that that's probably like affected his brain as well. I am gonna keep talking about it until like I'm literally like have dementia or whatever, but like legit him trying to put that table together is like shocking. Like, that is really telling of how stupid he is, that he could not put that table together. That is great. Like, that is like unbelievable. It's literally unbelievable.
I guess they need to like give a little bit more credit to the edit. I don't know.
And I'm sure obviously on Traitors they're playing it up, you know what I mean?
And like when I'm seeing like a younger guy being a sort of more of a buffoon, I'm like, that is just like the attitude of a young guy. And then to see that unchanging in an older man is like, that guy is stupid. But then I just need to remember, like, that's just a through line of his life. He's just not very smart. And he did get like absolutely destroyed in the past couple of years, like since Scandival. Yeah, like,
he literally got beat down.
Dead.
No, he got actually beat down in a way that is like crazy.
So that's actually going to take a toll on your mental health.
That's going to go ahead and take a toll on your mental, of course. Getting literally destroyed in the public eye.
Being the most hated man feels like in the world for a little bit.
Yeah. No, like legit. Yeah.
I cannot believe how big Scandival was. It makes me laugh so much now.
I mean, it's really funny. Like, it's the thing that we've talked about a bunch where it just, like, doesn't matter that much, obviously. Like, of course, yes, he did a terrible thing. There's no reason for people to literally be, like, sending him death threats, which obviously he was getting, like, hundreds of thousands of death threats, like, maybe a week or whatever. It's obviously really crazy for people to care in like a kind of like life or death way if you don't know those people at all. It's especially insane for it to blow up past the show fandom. Like, it's crazy.
When I was telling my coworker about what he had done, I was explaining it to her, and she was like, okay, he cheated on his girlfriend. And I was like, you don't really understand like the global impact. It's like a meteor hit the earth. It was like Try Guys level news. You know what I mean?
I mean, the fact that the Try Guys thing, that is really crazy. Because also
Try
like
thing
that one is like really bad. Like, this one is one thing where it's like they are reality TV stars. And like we did watch him and Rachel like lie and like play in Ariana's face for a whole season. Where like if you watch the show, you're like, that's brutal. What happened to that woman? Yeah, like that is really tough to watch. Animal,
like grabbing Raquel's ass when he's talking to Ariana's face.
Yes, I do not know why we give a shit that Ned Fulmer cheated on his wife. I understand it's because he's like Mr. Wife Guy or whatever, but it is like, damn, did we really need to do all that? Like,
I know.
Lost his job. Oh, and my like God, hasn't done anything else since
then. He's done for. I was trying to watch a compilation of like times like Ned Fulmer like made it so obvious, and all the videos are like half a minute long because there's like nothing out there.
No, of course not. I mean, that is like really dark. I'm like,
anyway. His life is over. I mean, he seems to suck, but like whatever, he shouldn't be like,
I mean, it is like so crazy to imagine that like for their child your dad cheats on your mom, and then it literally is like national international news because he's like a YouTuber. Like, yeah. What? Like, hello. I don't know, we're all mentally ill, but
SNL did a skit about it and the comments are all like, wow, I guess Ned Fulmer is like has these guys in his pocket, because this was like really sympathetic to Ned. And I was like, oh my God,
it's so crazy.
He doesn't have these guys in his pocket. Like, Jesus Christ, it's just it doesn't matter.
Well, it's just like objectively insane what we do to people. Anyway,
anyway, we're doing a Q&A.
And we're doing a Q&A. Okay, are we gonna read Sheena's book?
I honestly, out of all of the books, have the least interest in Sheena's. Sorry.
I would read Sheena's book though. Like, I would do a series on the Patreon where we read all their books, obviously. Yeah. And Stassi just put out a new book. It'd be fun to talk about.
I'm most curious to read Stassi's because of her arc on the show as a quote unquote writer. And then I heard from an inside source that her book was so bad.
I mean, I think most of their books are really bad.
I just would like to see her writing style.
Yeah, I think a lot of their books are like mostly listicles.
I mean, vibe. I'm sure.
I could be wrong.
I feel sure that Sheena's is. I don't know about Stassi's. I think that hers is kind of just like retelling experiences in run-on sentences and like I statements. I don't know, though.
Right. I would be very interested to read Stassi's book that she just put out.
Me too. What else does she have to say? No offense.
I don't know. I think that maybe the first book was such a flop that the second book will be like, let's run this back.
Sure. Round two.
And the first, I mean, who knows if she'll talk about it, but the first book definitely came out before she got kicked off the show.
Oh, yeah.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
I think so, too.
So
I don't know if she's going to talk about getting kicked off the show, though, because of the fact she got kicked off for being racist.
Yeah, racist.
So, don't know if she'll personally be addressing that.
Zip the lip. Okay. But I would read any of their books. It would be very fun.
I wish Jax would write a book. But I did make a cocktail from Tom and Ariana's cocktail book, and I have the book with me. And wow, the drinks are psychotic. Many of them include like fast food condiments. It'll be like ketchup packet from McDonald's, or like Whopper sauce and stuff like that. It'll be like Gatorade. Like the ingredients.
Wait, no. Are you serious?
So disgusting.
Hannah, are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Oh my God. And they're bartenders?
Yes. Well, okay. So the premise of the book is that there's like trashy drinks and classy drinks.
Sorry. It's also, did we say that it's Tom and Ariana's?
Yeah. So the trashy drinks like literally have like Gatorade, Red Bull, ketchup packets, like salt packets, like
is crazy.
Like candy, like shit like that, like a pickle, like just actually gross stuff and like quote unquote trashy stuff.
And then the classy
drinks are like, for example, one that I made, which was like blood orange margarita, which is just tequila and juice. It's like tequila, blood orange juice, lime juice, simple syrup.
That is so crazy because they're bartenders too. Like that is insane.
I know.
Wow. And that's the book that Ariana was supposed to make on her own and then Tom got jealous.
Yes.
That I'm also like, what?
I want to tell you the one drink. Maybe I should keep it a surprise.
Let's keep it a surprise. This is a teaser for something we'll do on the Patreon soon.
Oh God, it's so funny though. It is.
I'm so excited. What's your dream sir shift staff?
My dream sir shift staff, which is a crazy
Christina Kelly,
is obviously Christina Kelly first and foremost.
My queen Christina Kelly. Sheena, because she'd make me laugh.
I want Jax on the bar, I want Ariana on the bar, and I want Tom on the bar. Which sometimes they have.
Okay.
Because maybe we put Ariana in the garden, Jackson, Tom
yeah.
in the lounge.
Sure, but I want Ariana and Tom together and Jax in the garden.
That works for me. Maybe they get moved around halfway through because I like to see Jax bartending with somebody else because he's so bad at it. He keeps bumping into them and stuff.
Yeah. We can definitely move them around.
I want Sheena for laughter. I want Katie because she's the only one who's a good server other than Sheena. Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't want Kristen, obviously, and I don't really want Stassi.
I certainly don't want Kristen. I kind of want Stassi because I want to have a cigarette with her in the alley.
That is so true. I think that's my dream ship.
Yeah, me too.
Stassi can come.
I just don't
want her to yell at me.
I mostly don't want Kristen.
I definitely don't want Kristen. Everyone was so happy when she wasn't working there.
Oh, I want Peter as manager and I want Lisa to stop in and I don't really want Natalie there because she's kind of a hard ass.
I definitely want Lisa to stop in. And I would love Lisa if Ken came by as well.
Oh, same.
And Guillermo.
I'll take Guillermo. I have some questions for that guy.
We have some questions regarding his sexuality for that guy.
And just his true backstory.
Yeah, no, literally. Literally, how long ago were you a dishwasher? Please, can you break it down for me? Please, I need to know. I'm begging.
Please. Any answer is totally fine with me. I just want to know the truth. I have an interjection, which is also something we should do on the Patreon, which is that Leisha got us a present for the pod.
Oh, yes. Wait, this is something we do need to tell you guys about.
It is a Guess Who with the Vanderpump Rules staff. Guess Who being that game where you have a board of the pictures and then you flip them down.
Yeah, like Hannah would have like Raquel or Rachel or something, and I would be asking her questions to rule out different players. So I'd be like,
does this person have big dumb Bambi eyes?
And then I would say, this person have big dumb Bambi eyes?
I would say yes. And then Sophia would flip down everybody who doesn't have big dumb Bambi eyes.
Yes. So I think we're going to play a couple of rounds of that on the Patreon as well. Which would be really fun. That was so sweet of them to make that for us.
I know. It took them a long time.
I know. Because so Leisha bought it for us thinking that it would come made. And then like it was actually just a PDF of the materials.
Yep. And so they had to get a Guess Who as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like print out all the characters and stuff and cut it out. Just really sweet.
So, so sweet that they did that.
I know. It's really, really sweet. Another one of our investors.
Literally.
You know what I just remembered that we never talked about on here? So this is just really going to be a chit chat Q&A.
Yeah.
I never explained the Clayton thing.
Oh my God.
Okay, guys, I have a story to tell. So basically, I got my surgery, obviously, like 2.5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And Hannah and I have this friend, Shemi, who we've discussed before on the pod. We love Shemi. I went to high school with her. She lives in LA. She's one of my best friends, one of Hannah's best friends, and she lives in LA.
She's like one of the funniest people alive.
She's literally one of the funniest people alive. She's amazing.
And she's beautiful, too.
She is literally beautiful as well.
She has such an amazing body.
Yes, she legit amazing face, body, and personality for real.
It's crazy.
Check it out. Get into it. And
DM her.
Literally, if we have any hot gay singles in LA that want to be set up, DM me. Yeah. I will be screening because Shemi does not need to see any kind of riffraff, obviously.
Actually, can you DM us in a group though? Because I want to see them as well.
You know what? DM the pod Instagram is what we're going to say.
DM the pod Instagram.
And then we will decide whether or not we should pass you along to my beautiful friend Shemi.
Yeah.
And I'm being dead serious. Anyway.
Me too. Oh my God, me too.
So basically after my surgery, she called me. I was like, what's up? I almost didn't answer because I think I was like watching White Lotus or something. And she was like, this has to be really quick. I'm like going to something, but I'm going to screen share with you and I'm going to show you something. And basically for the past like, 2 years? How long has it been since I've loved Clayton Eckard?
I think probably around 2 years. Yeah.
Okay. So for the past
like
2 years,
began.
I have an obsession and like, I feel like we kind of all have a shared obsession now with Clayton Eckard.
The fucking randomest bachelor to exist.
Literally. So Clayton Eckard is a former bachelor contestant. I've never even watched his season. I actually just the other day put 2 and 2 together that Gabby was even on his season.
Yeah,
like
I don't know anything about him.
No, I just know him from dancing.
Wow. He caused like a major tidal wave in the bachelor community because he did a classic no-no of being the
telling
bachelor,
both girls,
which is that he told both girls that he loved them. He got them together and he was like, I had sex with the other one and I told both of you guys that I love you. What do I do?
What do you guys think I should do? I am obsessed with him. He basically has gone on a dancing journey for the past couple years. He really wanted to learn how to dance. It all started with this one video of him where he's doing the dance, the Rick and Morty, and it is a transition video of him doing it really bad, really stiff. And then, so he's really bad at dancing.
He has gotten a lot better. He was really bad at dancing.
He's still not great. I'm going to be honest. Like, well, he has a particular style now. Yeah. And so basically he learned how to do the Rick and Morty, and it's a before and after, but the after is obviously still like so fucking bad. And it's so funny. It's just one of my favorite videos online. And he just loves dancing. Like, he posts himself dancing all the time. And he captions the videos, these long-ass captions where he will be like, and now I'm going to sound mean, but basically where he'll be like, I've always wanted to learn how to dance. Like, learning how to dance has been, like, amazing for me. Like, people may laugh at me. People may joke about this, but this has been huge for me. The reason that I actually am not a very good dancer, I wasn't a very good dancer, is because I played football all my life, so I was very stiff.
Right, right. Period. So I was very stiff. And here's the thing about it. What he's doing, and I'm not being cruel, okay? This is my honest opinion and take.
Our cruel speech.
This is my read upon the situation.
Yeah.
What he's doing is a funny thing to be like, I always wanted to learn how to dance.
It is funny, yeah.
Because he's not really learning like how to
dance. No, he's not really learning how to dance.
It's not that I wouldn't consider what he's doing dancing. It's just that he is like learning how to dance is not necessarily learning one dance move at a time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course. Until
you have a couple of dance moves in your arsenal.
Yeah.
It's like more so like learning how to move your body.
Yes. Yes.
He is learning a dance move a day.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's not learning like rhythm or like how to like intuit with the music. He is literally learning like he's going to his private dance instructor, because I know that he has a private dance instructor because he said that he started in group classes and it was too embarrassing. He had to get a private dance instructor. And he's saying, I want to learn the Rick and Morty. Which is awesome. And I'm happy for him that he's doing something he really wants to do. I am like, it is just like, I'm gonna laugh at the end of the day. I'm gonna have a laugh. But I am like, it's very sweet, and like, people are beautiful, and it's amazing. I'm so glad that he has found joy. Like, legit.
Me too.
But I am going to have a laugh at his expense.
If he is going to find joy, then I'm going to find joy as well. And this is how I'm finding joy.
We can all find joy from his dancing, right? And so that is all background to say that basically Shemi gave me a cameo from Clayton where he danced for me.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, Sophia, it is strange. He is like, hey, Sophia, like, Shemi obviously mispronounced your name, like, told me that you were recovering from surgery, blah, blah, blah. And then he like does a dance. He's like, I hope at the end he does like a little speech. He's like, I hope your recovery is going amazing. He is like stuttering and kind of like having like robot pause. Like, he kind of shuts down for a couple seconds and then like keeps talking. Like,
well, because his thing isn't talking, his thing is dancing.
His thing is dancing. It's very strange to watch. Like, to me, it made me laugh so hard that I was like, my stitches are hurting. Like, this is medically, it made me laugh in a way that I felt was medically dangerous. Like, it's very strange. Like, the end in particular, what he is talking is like really strange. It's like very, it's very off-putting.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did we get to the bottom of whether he knew that
he didn't know
had top surgery or
he I'm gonna get to that.
Okay.
So then basically a question we had for Shemi was like, did he know that it was like for top surgery? Because like, that is so funny for him to be like, good luck recovering. And it's like, me, trans, him, a football player with CTE who is learning how to dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Former bachelor.
Former bachelor. Basically what Shemi said is that she said to him, like, this is for my friend Sophia, parentheses, they, them, all caps, who just had surgery and is going through a big transition or something. So kind of context clues, but I don't think that he figured out the context clues. Like, I don't really think he knows, like, trans people, obviously.
To us, that is obvious. To him, that means absolutely
nothing
whatsoever.
To him, it's going to go right over his head, which is completely fine, obviously. But it made me laugh because what happened is that I posted it on TikTok, like, on the pod's TikTok, because it was so funny to me. And I said, like, my friend got me this video from Clayton after I got top surgery, .. Like, no value judgment on that. Mm-hmm. The comments were overwhelmingly positive. Like, people loving him down.
Very,
being like, this is so sweet.
Being making fun of him, being rude to him. Like, truly overwhelming support for Clayton. Being like, wow, oh my God, I love him so much. Aw, this is so sweet.
Literally, yeah. Like, people love, like, really, really loving it. There were a couple of people making fun of him, but like, people really were like, this is so sweet, like, blah, blah, blah. He even commented and told me that, said like, thank you, Sophia. I've been dancing for hours because of how many cameos people have been buying. So yeah, I put some money in that man's damn pockets, which
dancing he's for fine. Hours made me laugh so fucking much.
Like a fucking puppet.
For hours. He's like, I want to stop. I have 20 really more cameos funny. To get through. I can't it's stop Rick really and Mortying.
It's really, I need to know like net how much money I gave him because I'm like, and I know. Somehow that money belongs to me, but it doesn't.
How much
it doesn't.
Does a cameo from him cost?
Oh my God. $75.
No way.
I gave that money, that man, some fucking coin.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
Because what is that? Dancing for hours is like, is like you like a have at least. Long. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. That is my money. But
he's rich off you. I mean, I don't know that.
He doesn't have
like
a lot
coming...
of money because
I don't know what
his apartment looked. Also, his apartment looked bust as fuck in that video. Sorry, yeah. All love. Looked like dog shit. But
part of it was the interior design.
The decor, yeah, the decor was really bad. Anyway, so he says like, this has been amazing for my career. And then someone posted on Reddit, and that is where people also kind of started assuming that like he, because the caption of it, like on top of the video, I put text that was like, my best friend bought me this for top surgery, because I just like thought that was funny, obviously, like
obviously
it's just funny, it's funny. And so then people in the Reddit and some people on the TikTok were kind of giving like, oh, he's a trans ally.
Right.
When we have no reason to believe that he knows what top surgery is.
I don't think he's, I'm absolutely not thinking that he's transphobic.
Oh, no. Not at all. I would never claim that.
I think he's absolutely kind of net neutral on the sitch. Like,
yeah, I think that he just
did the cameo to make $75. He didn't do it to like become a face of allyship for the community.
No. And it's just so, well, and it's just that we have no reason to even believe that he understood that that's what the cameo was for. So that really made me laugh. And it was just like so funny. It's just so funny. That whole thing brought up a lot of joy to me. Yeah, the comments, people are just like loving him down.
To get a good cameo is just an absolutely fantastic.
It's literally a dream.
It's literally so a dream. Fucking funny. Like, it's, I know, so funny. Like the Rachel Dolezal that.
Yeah, so Shemi that is got. Also kind of feels like part of this lore is that basically Shemi, our friend Claire, gave Shemi a cameo from Rachel Dolezal for her birthday 1 year. That is like so fucking funny and so iconic. So insane to get a cameo from Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah,
so
it's
funny.
Like,
holy shit.
I can't believe that she's even making cameos.
I mean, that is like down bad city. I mean, that woman has like, she's literally braiding hair.
No.
Yeah, that's how she makes money too. She braids hair.
Oh my God, who's getting their hair braided by her?
Bunch of people.
Hundreds of people. She's
rich. The thing about it getting your hair braided is that it doesn't actually matter. I would literally go to a war criminal if it meant that my braids would look good.
Right. It's just like funny that like, I just don't think that she's doing like an amazing job. So it's funny to be like seeking her out, but I could be totally wrong. Maybe she's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, she might be amazing.
I mean,
anyway, that
she is so white, like it's just crazy, whatever.
I mean, she is straight up 100% white.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
legit
blonde-haired white woman, but
yeah, legit. Yes, blue-eyed blonde hair.
What an interesting cultural moment.
That, yes, that woman, we need her on the pod for real. I'm obsessed. I really have a fascination with her, of course.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. Could you imagine?
We're getting so off track, but like, just like transracialism, I'm like, y'all have schizophrenia or something. Like, there is something really wrong with your brain, obviously.
Well, I've told you about that girl I went to college with who I got a peek into her.
Yes.
She filled out a form where you had to list, like, check off race and ethnicity boxes. And she is ultimately, I'm going to say white passing. I'm wanting to just say white, but I'm going to be kind of have a little bit of respect for what she filled out on the form, which is. Anyway, she has bright blue eyes and bleach blonde hair and very, very pale white skin. And she checked off every single box on the race/ethnicity form other than black. So, and she was ultimately extremely popular.
I mean, it's so crazy. It's like, I don't know what's wrong with you to get you to do that. But look, we're all hustling.
Well, she started a jewelry line that said made by indigenous woman.
Yeah. Black owned.
Yeah. Really?
Right. And in the sense that hot takes and predictions on the Valley season 2.
I have one. I've kind of already spoken on it, though, which is just that, like, when a woman is pregnant on a reality show, it is a free pass for her to be crazy, which is like, I respect that. I'm fine with that.
As it should be.
Yeah. It's like, and you can't say anything to her. She's
pregnant. No, you're creating life. Let go off.
Yeah. But I think Kristen's going to like lose her shit this season, maybe.
I unfortunately don't think Kristen's going to be pregnant yet in this season. I think that they filmed before she got pregnant. Yeah. So I think it will be her fertility journey.
Okay, down. So she might be out of her mind as well.
I'm just excited. I'm really excited to see the dissolution of Jack's and Brittany's marriage, unfortunately.
Me too.
All of.
But
I can't
really,
wait.
I'm nervous to see the plot of Brittany's alcoholism because it just makes me really sad.
Yeah, do we know if she's gotten sober?
She certainly hasn't.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, it's really sad. I really would love for her to get sober. That is not like a hot take, but it does like make me so sad. And I obviously feel like, you know, we are individuals who make our own choices, but how could you not have a substance abuse issue if you were married to Jax Taylor and had a child with him?
I know.
And yeah, it just makes me sad. And she's obviously like such a sweet person that I would love to see you thrive.
And it's just,
and
really
I mean, we're on the road
her,
there.
It's hard to see her experiencing the like physical symptoms of like her ulcer and like her wicked hangovers. And like, I don't know, she's just getting really sick from her drinking. And
well, yeah.
And she's getting degraded by Jax because of that fact. She's trying to keep such like a light and flippant attitude about it. And that is hard to watch as well, to be like, she's refusing to kind of face the gravity of the situation. But I don't know, maybe there will be some kind of reckoning come to Jesus moment this season. Who knows?
What I will say is that, like, I do think her alcoholism is so bad that she will have to get sober eventually, which isn't like obviously amazing news. Like, it would be amazing if that wasn't the case.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if she is going to be able to do kind of in moderation style.
Yeah, but it does seem like, as you said, it's so crazy to see someone have such like insane physical symptoms of alcoholism on TV. And it's like, if that's what we're seeing, there's obviously also a bunch of even worse stuff that's happening behind the scenes where it's like, I mean, you just can't maintain that kind of lifestyle forever.
No, you can't. I mean, she's
wait,
just gonna...
speaking of which, did you hear about Karen?
No,
from,
what?
From happened? Real Housewives? The woman who got in the who got the DUI. I think her last name is Hooker. I don't watch that franchise of Housewives, but she got a DUI and was like, the body cam footage is insane. She's gone.
She is gone in that.
It's like insane to watch. It's like really even scary to imagine that like people drive around like that. Like, I think I said that to you where I'm like, in my mind, when you get a DUI, it's like literally someone just blowing a little bit over. But it's like, no, oftentimes people getting a DUI are literally like blackout drunk behind the wheel, which is so scary.
No, people
so
like get in their car and up. It's like a car weighs like a ton.
No,
and
literally
they're like barreling down the road with like their eyes closed.
It's no, literally, basically she, so the thing that we were talking about, I think, is how she pled not guilty or whatever. I don't understand all the legals.
I do not know why she did that, but yes, she pled not guilty.
Yes, she pled not guilty, which was insane because this it's just like footage of her being like truly
just
like blackout drunk. So they went to trial. They offered her a plea deal where she would have gone to prison for 30 or 60 days. She denied.
Not understand for a second why she would turn that plea down. It's
so she turned. Did you heard about this?
I heard that. No, I just knew that it went to trial and she turned that down the plea, but I don't
know.
She
turned that down and now her sentencing is like 5 years in jail. Or no, a year in jail. A year in jail. Sorry, I made that up. But like
a year in jail versus 30 days in jail is really different, though.
It is so different. That's insane. It's like an hour long video of her so drunk. It's
so drunk. And it's
like literally so crazy.
She failed a field sobriety test, obviously. And then she definitely failed the breathalyzer, obviously. And
obviously.
Then there's that video of her, which is so damning. I do not know why you would in the first place ever plead not guilty. And then second, why you wouldn't take the honestly pretty gentle plea deal.
I would say extremely gentle for indeed. I mean, not that I believe people should go to prison, but for in terms of just like what is actually possible for her to be putting a bunch of people's lives at risk and then getting 30 to 60 days. It's like, girl, take that deal, mama.
Take that now. Because now they're obviously going to come down with like the full force of the law upon you when you turn that down.
Yeah, they don't like it when you're arrogant.
No, they really don't
like that
they
at all.
They really do not like that.
Yeah, so that is something I wanted to tell
you
about.
That's so crazy. I have one more thing to say about pregnant women on TV.
Please speak on that.
You watch Summer House?
Of course. You have
watched Summer House in the past?
Yes, and I still have to watch the new episode, but I watched the first episode of the new season.
I can't believe that Lindsay Hubbard is there and she's pregnant. Lindsay Hubbard and Carl Radke, and I have
something
else to say about Carl too. Lindsay and Carl got engaged in September and broke up in, they broke up in like end of September.
Yeah.
Lindsay got a booty call from a guy that she had been hooking up with years ago in November.
It's so crazy.
And then she was pregnant by like basic technically January or February, I think.
No, the timeline is it.
The timeline is literally insane.
No shade. Like, I do not mean this in a way of being like slut shamey or anything. It's just like so amazing to see something like that on TV.
It's like, so good to see.
It's so amazing to be like, wow, you really just like went out and got pregnant. And I'm happy for her. Like, that's clearly what she wants. Like, that's amazing. Good on her. It is literally so funny. Like, it's so funny. And also trying to be like, she is kind of trying to paint it like, and I just knew that he's the one or whatever.
Yeah, she was like, wait, the part she goes
with that
yeah,
man.
We never like had a conversation about like being exclusive.
Yeah.
We, like, started saying, I love you. And I was like, no, that wasn't your boyfriend.
Well, also, it's like, well, yeah, we never had a conversation about being exclusive. I just got pregnant. And it's like, so then, you know?
Yeah. So then you had to be exclusive because you decided.
Oh my God. Wait, I really need to watch that episode. Maybe I'll do it afterwards where Carl comes in. Because also, Carl was like, I watched the first episode of Summer House where Carl was like freaking out, like tweaking.
Well, yeah, of course. They've been broken up for less than half a year.
Another thing is that people are like afraid for Carl. Wait, I have some stuff to say about Carl.
So do I.
Did you have? Okay. People are afraid that he's gotten so skinny.
I'm afraid too. I'm afraid as well. I'm afraid. He is haunting to me.
He
doesn't look well. And his behavior is very awkward. His behavior is so awkward.
He is really weird. He is like a really weird guy. Like, yeah. He is really, really strange.
I understand why he keeps coming back to the show. And it's because, like, as of right now, Soft Bar has not opened yet. So he doesn't really have like a ton of other things going on.
Well, he famously can't keep a job. So he needs the show.
He needs the show, but he just like doesn't really fit in. Like, the most recent episode of Summer House, he's being like, yeah, I'm like feeling a little awkward trying to find my footing, like trying to get back to these like close relationships with these people who are my friends and I love. And it's like, I haven't seen you be anything but awkward with these people for, at this point, 4 years.
Yes, I know. He does not seem comfortable in the group. I mean, of course, it's so difficult to spend time with people like that when you're sober.
People don't usually keep their party friends after they
have gone sober. No, of course not.
And unfortunately, he had to.
Obviously, it's not fun to hang out with fucking Kyle,
dude,
when you're sober. That guy's a crazy alcoholic. Like,
yes.
Yeah, that's just like what it comes down to. It's not fun to hang out with literally alcoholics when you are sober.
Yes.
Obviously, it sucks. It would put me in a bad mood. And he is strange.
And
he is strange. And he did use substances to like open himself up. He's just a weirdo. Yeah. And I do think he is gay.
I think he might be gay as well.
I definitely think he's gay. Can I say one more thing about him?
Yeah.
There are photos of him on Instagram from an event. I'm not sure what event, that I literally was shocked and appalled to see. Sorry, because you can see the outline of his dick in every single photo. I will send it to you right now. 1 second. I'm going to pause and I will send this to Hannah and then we can talk about it.
Wow. I literally.
But it's actually worse. It's not the outline of his dick. It's the outline of his balls.
No. Sorry. What?
Yes. 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 I have something. This is crazy.
Okay, wait, while you're looking for that, I'll just say my quick thing about him, which is that he's opening up a bar in Brooklyn called Soft Bar. It's a non-alcoholic bar. Mm-hmm. And everywhere it just says bar in Brooklyn, bar in Brooklyn. And I was like, where the fuck in Brooklyn? Where in Brooklyn are you opening it? So I did ultimately email I filled out the contact form on the website.
Thank God.
And I have gotten no response yet, but I have gotten approximately 12 emails from the Soft Bar.
Oh,
being
my God.
Like, we can't wait to open. And it's like, okay, where tell is me it? Where. Tell
because
me where.
I'm quite confused because it doesn't come up. So it's just not open, I guess. So it doesn't come up on Google Maps when I look it up. But then also, he is allegedly filming content from the Soft Bar. So why would you not have an address up for that?
It's supposed to be open.
Is it as a pop-up?
I don't know. And it's supposed to be open or spring of 2025. Bitch, we're
That's
there.
That's now, babe.
Where is it?
There's obviously a huge chance it never opens.
I know.
But like, Hannah and I want to go to... Hannah and I are just telling you guys all of our secrets and the things we want to do for the Patreon.
Yeah.
We obviously want to go to that bar and talk about it on the Patreon.
I mean, we have to do that.
It's ridiculous. As someone who doesn't drink like that much and likes having non-alcoholic options, I think it's ridiculous to have a sober bar. Sorry. I just am like, it's not a sustainable business model. At that point, it's like, just have a cafe that stays open late. Like, that is a preferred space to me than like a sober bar where they're going to charge me $16 for juice, to be honest.
It is like, it's a cafe / soft bar. Okay. But like, just drop the soft bar. Just have a cafe.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's totally fine. And then you can offer like seltzers and seltzer water.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at Carl Radke's balls.
So basically.
So I've got eyes on the ball.
This was shocking to me.
Oh my God. This one's crazy.
It's insane. He posted like basically a 20 photo carousel from, I think the release of Summer House, like the premiere of it, and he is wearing these pants that the crotch is so tight, and like literally you can just see, it's so tight, the fabric is stretching at his crotch. You can see his balls and all of them, and I was shocked and appalled to see those photos. Sorry,
gobsmacked by this. Also, like, why can I see his balls and not his penis?
Well, I know,
because penis is small. But he's so tall.
I don't know if penis is small, but balls are huge. I don't know. Oh, I mean, it's shocking to me. I literally don't know.
You know what, Carl? I'm really sorry to speculate and analyze your body like this, but
I know. Sorry.
Why did you put a bunch of pictures on Instagram where I can see your testicles? Well, so
that's what
loud.
I was so shocked by. Is it's like literally a 20 photo carousel where every photo.
Like literally, what am I to say? What is there to look at in this picture other than your balls?
It's so crazy. If I were him, I wouldn't have posted a single one of those photos. It seems so embarrassing. Like, that seems so embarrassing. Okay. So
I was watching Summer House last night and I was like, fuck, I want to be on this show so bad. And then I was like, damn it, they're never going to let me on because of this podcast. Sorry to say. And like, obviously a million other reasons.
And
because like,
you won't wear a bikini in front of the camera.
I won't wear a bikini in front of the camera. No, I'll wear a tasteful one piece. Or I'll wear a tank top and a short.
Right.
I was like, they're never going to let me on because we talk about Vanderpump Rules and these people are friends with the VPR cast.
Yeah. Damn.
And actually now we're like ripping apart Carl's balls. So they're really
maybe they want to get us in the talking head doing shit like that. Should more I go questions? On to more questions?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to the Patreon where people ask questions. Will someone just ask me a question about comedy, which I will gladly answer on a Patreon episode? I mm-hmm. think we're going to stick to just VPR up now, but the info you want, girl, I'll tell you anything. Thoughts on Stassi's renaissance that's happening on TikTok? I've been noting that too. I think my thoughts are that she's promoting her book.
Yeah, she's developing a sense of style.
And I was saying that I'm shocked by, if you think she wears stuff where it's not like she has like the most unique personal style or anything like that. But if you look at the shit she wears compared to stuff that, dare I say, Lala? Or Sheena would wear today. Or even Katie, who has more of a style, but it's not quite
Katie
hitting
has a
every
sense
time.
Of style that isn't like my sense of style. It's very millennial. It's very like emo millennial.
I just think she has I like her sense of style. It's way better than any other person from Vanderpump Rules. I think it's sweet the way she talks to her daughter, and I'm happy for her and Beau.
I have no qualms with her TikTok renaissance. I would love for her to address kind of the allegations against her. Maybe she'll do it in her new book, but I doubt it.
I doubt
especially it. Because like I feel like I've tried so many times to figure out what happened and I always either like forget or I just like don't. Has she spoken at all on the her calling the police on Faith thing?
No. And I'm sorry to act like that's not a big deal. Like I'm like she's cute and I like it. It's obviously such an awful thing to do. I think my feeling around that is that like to be honest, I just think that in terms of consuming Vanderpump Rules, I do think that like most of those people are bigots. Like
yes.
Yeah, it's bad to know that explicitly, but in consuming any of them, they are bigots.
Yeah, it's like an implicit assumption about any of
them. I guess I'm separating the art from the artist.
I mean I'm not
but I'm not like stan her, but she's I'm like it's cute what she's doing. I don't know.
I am not making like a value statement on her necessarily. I'm just saying like it's interesting how she is having this comeback and like that's not a part of the conversation whatsoever.
Of course. I don't think people are going to bring that back up.
I don't think people are ever going to bring it back up. I think it's done. I think it's dead and buried for her.
I don't know. It's so hard. And I just have so many complicated feelings around people about like celebrities being canceled in that way where I'm like, maybe this is a I don't know if I should say this.
Well, you can cut it out if you want.
I just am like, I just think they're all bad people. I just think they're all bad people. So it is like in consuming them and what they're doing, that is kind of the undercurrent. And I don't think that we should look to them for any type of advice or like opinions or anything like that. But I am like, I do in my heart love to know what Stassi Schroeder is doing. And that's my truth.
I mean, I'm not looking to her as like a beacon of anything other than the fact that like when her videos come up on my For You page, I'm like, what is she up to? Because also,
of course,
personally, you and I know so much about that woman. Like,
yes.
The way we are watching and taking notes on her behavior starting at age 20 and going up until, I don't know, when does she leave the show? When she's like 30. At that point, we will have like 10 years worth of notes on her. So when she comes up, I'm like, okay, I want to see her being a mom. And that's fine.
No, I know. Me too. I agree. Yeah. I think I'm just, I am invested in her, unfortunately. For better or for worse, I'm invested in her. Sorry if I don't have a really good, smart take on that. All of the people on Vanderpump Rules are literally my little dolls. And I am like, you mean so much to me.
Yeah, me too.
Last time I did shrooms, I spent like probably 1 to 2 hours with my cousin just like talking about the people on VPR, being like, what do we want for them? And like, do we wish them well? Like, literally, it's like, I think about them all the time.
I wish that we had a little set of dolls for real.
Oh my gosh. Like, wow. I hope that one day someone sends those to us and we can like play with them.
If anybody,
we can put them in your dollhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, we can put them in my dollhouse. I can make my dollhouse look like sir.
That is so amazing to even think about. Shout out Eve, sent us some amazing questions.
Yes,
okay.
Literally, thank you, Eve.
Would you rather be a cast member on Love is Blind or be Nick and Vanessa Lachey's third? I would rather be a cast member on Love is Blind.
I would rather be a cast member on Love is Blind as well.
I was watching that when my cousin Corey came to visit and she said, would you go on that show? And I was like, oh, 100%.
I was thinking about how I literally want to go on that show now.
I want them to do a gay version of that show so bad. Holy shit.
I want to go on the bisexual version. I want to talk to the boys too.
Of course.
I want to see what they think of me. Sorry. I want to see how scared they get.
It would be so funny if one of them fell in love with you and then like you came out and you're like with an amazing look that would shock them, like bring them to their knees. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, like,
wow.
Oh, wow. That would just be so, that would just be literally so amazing. I would bleach my eyebrows again. I would think about buzzing my head.
Yes. The reason I would go on that show too is that I don't think that it would be that hard to not get a bad edit, to be honest. Like, I think that in that show, I would say that people that get a bad edit are usually like actually crazy. Sorry.
Well, also,
which
like,
doesn't mean they deserve to be villainized, but I'm like, they're just not aware of what they're doing. I would go on it and it would like ruin my life.
I don't think so either.
Sorry, there's another part to this question.
What is it?
If you're on the show, you have to make it all the way to the altar. If you're their third, you have to do it for 2 years and they will make weird comments about you all hosting on their shows. I think I would still rather be on the show.
I don't want to be their third for 2 years. 2 years of my life down the drain.
Yeah. And as someone who just had to sign up for insurance, I'm like, would it be that bad to be married?
Also, wait, when you go to the altar on Love is Blind, you don't have to say yes. It's one of the big drama parts.
Girl, I'm not walking down that damn altar.
I love that fucking show. It's so funny when they make it to the very end and then they're like, do you take this person to be your lawfully wedded wife? And they literally go, no. Like, they literally go, no.
It is literally insane. I love that show. This season is massively disappointing to me, but I'm watching also the fourth season, which is really good.
Yeah, this season is disappointing. Oh, this is what I was going to say about David, which is just that, like, he's getting kind of a bad edit, but they're kind of just showing the people as they are.
The thing is, the people who get the bad edit are often, like, it's oftentimes guys who are evil, to be
honest.
Yes,
they're, like, not even, it's not like they're getting a bad edit. That's just their behavior being showcased.
Yeah, which, sorry if that sounds naive, but I mean, the show is just like so poorly put together too that I'm like, I could just outsmart the edit. So I wouldn't really be worried about it.
The show is extremely low effort. Like, they're putting almost no work into it.
Do you think Peter is gay? He has the same strange personality that Carl has that makes me feel like Carl is gay.
That part of him that just can't quite connect because he's putting a wall up between himself and the world because he's keeping a secret, which is that he's gay.
Well, the part of him that just never seems like it's at ease.
Yes,
I would
exactly.
say. I could definitely see him being gay or bisexual.
I think I could definitely see him being gay or bisexual as well. Here is a spoiler for next episode that we do because I watch it and do my notes. I am working ahead of schedule.
That's so sweet.
Anyways, he gets a lap dance from Sheena and he is being straight in a way that is obviously performative. Being like, I wish I could get lap dances from all of the women.
Ew. Ew. And no, you don't.
No, you don't. Okay, here's the thing about Peter being gay as well. He dated every girl at the restaurant. Nobody seems to care at all.
Yeah, he dated all of the girls and they do not have seemingly any beef with him, which is not necessarily a sign that you're gay, but in the context of the show where straight men and straight women have constant conflict with one another in terms of romantic relationships, it is like...
It's pointing towards gay. It's hinting at gay.
Yeah, it's pointing towards gay.
It's like...
But I don't know.
But yeah, it's shocking to me that they all hooked up with Peter / dated Peter.
It is also shocking to me. It's crazy to me that they all dated him. He is so sexless and charmless to me.
He's giving GBF to the girls a lot of times as well.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if he's bare minimum bisexual.
I agree.
Okay. Those are basically the questions that we got about the show.
Yes.
There are some questions that we got that weren't about the show, and maybe we'll do those on a Patreon app sometime soon, which would be fun.
We've been talking for a while.
I know. I know.
Wow.
So that is our episode this week. Thank you guys for listening and sticking with us, obviously, like throughout these trying times.
Yeah. Thank really you guys kind. So much. I know we've been a little bit inactive on our socials, whatever.
We're getting back on the horse.
We're getting back on the horse. We took a little bit of time stuff to rest. We're going to come back stronger than ever.
And we are going to come. We're literally going to come back stronger than ever because we're going to get a whole new setup, which is so exciting. And yeah, so if you like us more like chit chat, definitely feel free to subscribe to the Patreon. Should we run a sale?
You would love the Patreon. Yeah, we could run another sale.
Okay, we'll run a sale. When by the time this is posted, Patreon will be 50% off for any of you freaks who want to sign up.
It's only $2.50 then. That is
$2.50, and you can try and then cancel it if you hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, we post weekly bonus content. You know the deal. And please rate, review, and subscribe. Y'all are really good about rating. Keep it up. Like, legit, if you've made it this part, go rate. It takes 30 seconds. And I'm also, once again, on my hands and knees begging you to send this to a friend who you think would enjoy.
And I'm gonna put out a plea for you guys to follow us on Instagram, pretty please.
That would be huge. And you know what? Can I say this? The Patreon is even more fun than this because we're in person. So if the energy's a bit different, it's just because we're not together physically. Know that.
True. But I think the energy was good. I honestly think we started low. We got high.
I agree.
So thanks for sticking around to the end as well.
Yeah, legit. Okay, we love you guys.
Well, I love you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.